The mind operates on its own accord through complex associative thinking. One person says something to you that makes you think of something else, which makes you think of something else. And the mind will be off and running on its own down any given track. Without asking your permission. Until one gains knowledge, those tracks next to infinite in number are all based in self-ignorance. When you have a desire, your mind will form automatically a network of interconnections around that object of desire. Without asking you, it simply naturally does that. Network of different ways to achieve the desire, the network of possible obstructions, the network of possible aids, all that can go right, all that can go wrong, all that can spring out of the accomplishment of the desire, all that might happen if it's not accomplished. The mind, intelligent as it is, will create a web of possibilities. Some of which produce sorrow, some produce anxiety, some produce moments of pleasure or joy. That will then also produce anxiety, because that imaginal joy may not come to pass. And this is the mind. Nididhyasana, contemplation on what I know to be true, helps me bring my mind back, at least for this moment in time, to myself. To the one who remains unaffected by the web. To the one who is not changed by the positive or negative directions or outcomes or possibilities that my mind intelligently creates. And there's an option when one has knowledge. The option of bringing my mind back to myself. Contemplation gives me that opportunity to slow things down and to gain the skill to bring my mind back when through associative thinking it takes me on a flight of fancy that's filled with emotion, positive and negative. I learn how to bring my mind home to the reality of myself, the reality of the world, the mitya, my mind has a different way, different associations once I gain knowledge. And it becomes easier and easier to pull my mind back to the wholeness or fullness of my own being. Until that false dependency that causes me to cling to imaginary situations is slowly given up. Until my mind revels or enjoys the true source of the ananda that I seek. And enjoying my own fullness participates in the world. Fully and completely, but without need. Without the expectation or the need for the world to do for me what it can never do. I no longer ask the world to do what it can never do. What it can never do and what it need not do. meditation gives me time, space to sit with that fact that I already know, the fact of what I already know. Relieved for the time being from the onslaught of associative thinking that the waking state provides for you as you walk through your day. You are bombarded by experiences, all of which set off associative thinking. That initially have the power to catch you and take you on a wild ride. Just to spend a few moments in the morning to center myself in my knowledge, sets me up properly for the day. Until there's no need to do that. And when there's no need to do that, it's still a nice thing to do. It's like going to temple before you start the day.